47 was murdered in her school protecting her children. Anne Marie Murphy, age 52, was killed on December 14, 2012 in the Newtown Massacre. Mary Sherlock, age 56, was murdered in the Newtown Massacre on December 14, 2012.
They read the names. It was an emotional ceremony. I think it's good to mark such things to help people in a very, very tough situation. It's still really a mourning period for many after Sandy Hook. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We all had heavy hearts over that. Newtown, Connecticut has to be incredibly, incredibly tough. I can't even do it justice to try to describe what that would feel like. It is a tale of two cities as we see what's going on there and some of the parents fighting for gun control, and then others who say that that's not the answer and it won't bring back, unfortunately, the people that we lost in a horrible, horrible situation that should never have happened. This is an area where the people have lots of shooting sports ranges, and the National Sports Shooting Foundation, which is a lobbying arm for the gun industry, is right there, very close in Sandy Hook, right there in Newtown, very close to Sandy Hook Elementary School. And, of course, over six months ago, 26 people, including 20 children, were killed, and it is that classic tragic twist, that irony in life, where you've got the gun group and you also have very, very close by the Colt manufacturers, the Colt factory. They employ hundreds of people. They work round the clock. They assemble the really iconic Colt handguns and machine guns for the military, and the AR-15 rifle for civilians. The factory is interesting because at a time when so many manufacturers are shutting down their hubs, this is one where they're staying. Colt's 670 workers have three shifts, 6 days a week, and there they are, you know, not too far in New England's Gun Valley, 50 miles from Newtown. And the Sacred Amendment to the people at Colt, of course, the Second Amendment is very sacred to them. And they would tell you that because their concern is also over the plant and what happens there. So after the state actually tightened up some gun laws, other states are pushing Colt to leave Connecticut. And of course they're doing that because, hey, it's capitalism and free enterprise, and they realize that this would be a boon to them because there are so many jobs, like I said, that weren't in jeopardy, that this is a plant that has hired lots and lots of people and is in no danger of being shut down. All right, speaking of being in danger of shutting down, Edward Snowden is the world's most famous whistleblower right now after the big leak came out and he admitted he was the guy on Sunday, told the story to The Guardian, and then there was video attached to that too as well. Now it's a question of, will he be extradited from Hong Kong, and what charges will he face in the U.S.? And he will definitely, if he's extradited, face those charges. There's no question about that. It's only a matter of what we're talking about, how deep the charges go, because you're talking about the Espionage Act. And somebody was telling me about different comparisons. In fact, it was a listener who sent me an interesting link to Christopher Boyce, who was jailed for 40 years for espionage, and that was in 1977. And I was trying to talk about this the other night on the show. If you remember the movie, Sean Penn played him. It was The Falcon and the Snowman. Sean Penn was in it and Timothy Hutton. So Boyce, who was released from prison in 2003, it's interesting, is actually working on a book called The Falcon and the Snowman, American Sons. So he's somebody who is labeled as a former spy, and he was a fugitive and a convicted traitor. He sold secrets to the Soviet Union and dodged the enforcement types for almost 2 years until he was arrested in, as I said, 77. He was just 22 years old. 22 years old. He says part of the reason why he did it, he was young, he was idealistic, and he was driven by political conviction and the whole excitement of being the outlaw and making the money on that, on the secrets that he sold. In the case of Edward Snowden, he's young, he's idealistic, and he worked his way into the most secretive spots you can imagine, computer-wise, in U.S. intelligence as a defense contractor. And now, after that revelation, and there are petitions all over the place hailing him as a hero, he has also triggered lawsuits galore. They keep dropping like flies on a hot Mississippi night. And we're talking about a $3 billion class action complaint that was brought by a couple in Philadelphia who this is the first civil case against the Obama administration since this big blockbuster. The Stranges say that the NSA surveillance efforts have infringed on their civil liberties. And that's, of course, centering on the phone monitoring in which the NSA received data from a major telecommunications company. Of course, there were six that were part of that they went through. Well, for the PRISM stuff they did, meaning Yahoo and Google, the internet side of that. And for the phone company, Verizon is getting nailed. So they're not the only ones to file suits. There are others who have filed suits and have named Verizon, the president, the attorney general, the NSA director, Keith Alexander, the judge who signed the secret order on phone monitoring, and others. So lots of people that are waving the flag of civil liberties say that this is just unacceptable. It's an intrusion. It's an intrusion, and this shouldn't have happened. Now, the people who support what the NSA is doing, we know the story here, say it's legal, and they have evidence, it's yielded evidence, that has stopped terror plots, and that's what it's all about. This story doesn't end here, that's for sure, because we first will see what happens and what he's charged with and what happens with some of these lawsuits. All right, we're lightening the load, we're kicking back, and we're doing our cheap movie reviews coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Oscar Diggs, a small-time circus magician with dubious ethics, is hurled away from dusty Kansas to the vibrant land of Oz. At first, he thinks he's hit the jackpot. Fame and fortune are his for the taking. That all changes, however, when he meets the three witches, and they're not convinced that he is the great wizard everyone's been expecting. Reluctantly drawn into the epic problems facing the land of Oz and its inhabitants, Oscar must find out who is good and who is evil before it's too late. Putting his magical arts to use through illusion, ingenuity, and even a bit of wizardry, Oscar transforms himself into the great and powerful Wizard of Oz, and also into a better man. James Franco and Mila Kunis star in Oz, the Great and Powerful. Gemma Arterton and Jeremy Renner star in Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. After getting a taste for blood as children, Hansel and Gretel have become the ultimate vigilantes, hell-bent on retribution. Unbeknownst to them, Hansel and Gretel have become the hunted and must face an evil greater than witches, their past. TV series out on Blu-ray and DVD this week include Burn Notice Season 6, Fairly Legal Season 2, House of Cards and Newsroom Season 1, and if you're looking for something funny, Tosh.0, Cardigans plus Casual Jackets. This week's cult classic is Shock Treatment, the quasi-sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The musical is set several years later in Brad and Janet's hometown, which has become a giant TV station. The residents are either participants or viewers. They're married now, but their romance has fallen on the rocks. To fix it, Brad is imprisoned on the program Denton Vale, the local mental hospital, while Janet is conscripted to become a new star. As Janet is encouraged by the high life, she forgets Brad. Richard O'Brien, Patricia Quinn, Nell Campbell and Charles Gray return for this film, but not casting Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostick as Brad and Janet, I think, hurt the financial successes. It only took $3.5 million at the box office. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Boy, he just gets better and better.
Your condition.
Every single week. Good job, Jack. Appreciate that. Nice little snippets of history in there with our DVD reviews. Rocky Horror, I agree with him on that. How can you not have Barry and how can you not have Susan Sarandon in that one? Makes absolutely no sense. Speaking of Susan Sarandon, just kind of an offshoot here, DVD release Snitch came out, and this has been out for a while, and The Rock, although he's not calling himself that now, is in that, and so is Susan Sarandon, and actually somebody told me to watch it, and I did, and it was pretty good. It's a pretty good rental. It's crazy. It's a true story. All right, so kick back. Time to go to the theater, and what's up? Well, people are talking about The Man of Steel. Amy Adams is in it. Henry Cavill is in it. Kevin Costner, Michael Shannon. The key here is the Superman curse. Will it be at work at all? This is a 2-hour, 23-minute movie, so it's long. PG-13. Here's a little snippet.
Goodbye, my son. Our hopes and dreams travel with you.
He'll be an outcast. I'll kill him.
How? He'll be a god to them.
What if a child dreamed of becoming something other than what society had intended? What if a child aspired to something greater?
My son was in the bus. He saw what Clark did.
You're the answer, son. You're the answer to Are We Alone in the Universe?
Can I just keep pretending I'm your son?
You are my son. I have to believe that you were sent here for a reason. And even if it takes the rest of your life, you owe it to yourself to find out what that reason is.
How do you find someone who has spent a lifetime covering his tracks? For some, he was a guardian angel. For others, a ghost who never quite fit in.
You will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards. They will race behind you. They will stumble. They will fall. But in time, they will join you in the sun. In time, you will help them accomplish wonders.
Believe your son is safe?
I will find him!
My father believed if the world found out who I really was, it'd reject me. He was convinced that the world wasn't ready. What do you think?
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
Well, here it's an S. How about...
Excuse me.
Watch out for that Kryptonite. Could be pretty good. I might wait for the whole rental thing. But on the big screen, and if you have kids or grandkids, especially, you know, preteen boys, they would probably really dig this. This movie might be funny. I like the group of guys in it. James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill. All together, they're pretty funny. And this movie is called This Is the End.
Seth!
I have the best week I've ever planned.
James Franco's having a giant party.
This place is beautiful, man.
This place is like a piece of me. You two just stepped inside me.
You let us both come inside you. Yeah.
Boom. Thanks, James Franco.
Have you seen Michael Cera tonight?
What's up, Rihanna?
Can't believe people still invite him places.
Don't touch my bubble, bitch.
This is a weird face.
So hot.
What the
sheriff's office is urging people to stay in their homes right now.
Looting, rioting.
For all we know, the Lakers could have just won, and that's the reason why all this is happening.
I think it's the apocalypse. It's all in here.
And he opened the bottomless pit.
The sinkhole? Every single time I turn on the news, sinkhole in South America, a bunch of South Americans getting sucked into the ground.
Sinkhole to Maya.
Son, we should just stay in here, fortify this bitch, and take inventory of all the food we have.
We got 12 bottles of water, 56 beers, Nutella, CT Crunch, a Milky Way.
Can I have that Milky Way?
No, you can't have the Milky Way. It's my special food. I like it.
I want some of the Milky Way.
I'd be pretty bummed if I don't at least get a bite of the Milky Way.
What you want, son? This is my king. This is my lane. Get out of the way. What you want, hun?
What the hell?
Watson showed up.
There are six of us. You cannot rob us.
Oh, Hermione just stole all of our shit.
All right, this is the end. Six friends trapped in a house after a series of crazy, catastrophic events devastate Los Angeles. So the world is unraveling outside. They've got dwindling supplies and cabin fever. Ugh. Sounds like a rough weekend to me. It will find its audience for sure because there are a lot of people that like some of the guys that I mentioned. But this is definitely a rental when you're, I think when you're super desperate and you don't have any great comedy around. It's, I think they're all funny and different things they've done. I'm not so sure that this is going to be one of them. Sometimes they make a few great movies and then in between they're forced to make a few, not sure I should have done that one or it's okay. Of course, I haven't seen it and it's tough to judge when you've seen just a couple of minutes of it. Maybe your best bet there is to go and check out some of the movies that have already been rolled out if you haven't seen them. If you're a big movie goer, then you've probably seen Iron Man 3 already. I saw that and I thought it was really, really good. I'll tell you a great movie to go and see. Good laughter. I think there's some funny moments in it. It's sort of about magic. It's called Now You See Me. Thanks for listening. We're kicking it to the other side. Hang with us, everybody.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, your skipper for this wild cruise called What is Going On in This Country? I'm telling you, we are on a cruise ship because, you know, when you're on Carnival or any of the others, you're not really sure if you're going to make it to the other side. Are we going to make it, America? Can we make it? I'll tell you what, I usually don't give stock advice on this show at all, but maybe a year ago somebody said to me, I think it was at the New Hampshire primary, so it was over a year ago, somebody said to me, hey, you ought to get some Smith & Wesson because those shares are going to go through the roof when Obama wins again, and you wait and see what happens during the year. You know the shares are up, I just checked, almost 6% in after-hours trading. And why? Because they're having record sales for the sales for their fiscal year that ended April 30th hit $588 million. Do you know that's a 43% increase versus the year before? Earnings, $1.22 a share, up from 40 cents the year before. So there's a spike in demand. What do you attribute that to? The re-election? The arguments over gun legislation. And I think that's probably going to still climb. They think they're going to have another record year, too, as well. A lot of people applying for the permits through the roof, same thing. That's a good way to tell. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. A lot of you had things to say, obviously, about Edward Snowden and some other things, too, some of the scandals happening in Washington. Let's go out to our pal Stacy in Mississippi. Yo, Stacy, what's happening? Stacy. What happened to Stacy? He flew away. Sorry, Stace. If you call back, we'll try to get you back on board. All right. Anyway, we move from Stacy to, as I said, many of you who had comments through the miracle of our mailbag. So let's hit the snail mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Dennis McMahon, who is our resident attorney listening on WVMT 620, News Talk 620. Great, great affiliate. One of the oldest affiliates of America Tonight. Big shout out to you guys. Love Burlington, Vermont. Have very fond memories of spending time in Vermont. Anyway, Dennis McMahon says, so much for outside contractors. Government hires a company and one of their employees spills the beans. That company should not get paid and the bosses arrested. All right. Yeah, the whole thing about hiring outside contractors, it is odd, isn't it? I mean, it's not odd that they hire outside contractors, but the information they're handling, classified. This one from Clark Celio, and Clark says, Kate, man, this whole thing about Edward Snowden, I think he's just a snot-nosed punk. Then the stories break. Dude didn't even have a degree. Hey, look, I'm not anti-degree people, but I think he's somebody who climbed up into areas where he had no business being, and whose fault is that? That would be your government and mine. If he really, really was trying to do something, couldn't he have gone to somebody else? Couldn't he have gone to a congressperson or to a senator? Why didn't he do that then instead of being a dodge and duck kind of guy and running to Hong Kong? Yeah, some people are asking that question because you say, well, yeah, great, he's a whistleblower, but couldn't he have just given it up to somebody else? And the conspiracy theorist in some of us would say, well, of course not, because then that information is not going to be released because it's classified information that would remain classified. But I guess his point is if you bring the attention to somebody who has oversight powers, they'll do something about it. And the answer to that is I don't think they would. Fat chance. Look at Dianne Feinstein. And you think of the way she portrays herself, and then you look at what's happening in her role in intelligence, and it's the opposite, I think, of really what she runs on. So there you go. Let's take another one. This one from Chuck in Illinois. And Chuck says, my goodness, darling, you won't believe the kind of weather that we are getting here. I swear I walked out and I saw a golf ball size hail come flying right toward me. It missed, but then again, I looked all over the place and it looked like it was snowing. Craziness. These crazy, crazy storms. I think I've heard you shouting about emergency preparedness. I have heard you. And I've got my flashlights, my candles, my go bag. I amped up and ramped up and did everything else in between because it's frightening what we're seeing these days when it comes to the weather. I am paying attention to the weather guy, by the way, although I did like your funny jokes about a month ago. Yours, always listening. Love it. Keep cool. Okay, so what he's referring to, as I said, you know, when you have serious weather, you have to have serious weather people. And when you get to places where the weather doesn't matter, you get the hot girl or the funny guy with a crazy name, Storm Alley, with you tonight to tell you about the same old weather in Southern California. But this is serious stuff with the line of storms that happened on Thursday and even Wednesday. A tornado hit Colesville, Maryland, and that's pretty scary. Those people aren't used to that. Maryland and Virginia, lots of people lost power there. So some places got the storm. Some people got flooding. Lansing, Michigan got flooding. There's a lot of storm damage in Indiana, a lot of storm damage in Ohio. So Atlanta also was looking out for those storms. It just depended on where you lived. The derecho, which was the straight line, hit some of the places it was supposed to hit according to the weather maps, and others didn't quite get it. It's like a feeling of relief, isn't it, when you don't quite get it versus you get slammed by it. In fact, where I'm living in the satellite facility of the Genesis Communications Network, a year ago, we were ducking for cover here. It was crazy weather. I mean, storms that sent tractor trailers into the air and spinning around. And there was big worries over tornadoes. There was lots and lots of wind damage. the weather was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. Moving from the weather here on this show, you know, this is what we do because somebody mentions it. We move back to the mailbag. I know, I went off on a tangent. And we get this one from Andy who says, Kate, like the show, been listening for a while. I have to tell you that I think it's frightening what's going on in this country. I am awake and I am telling my friends we have to pay attention. I'm 30 years old and I look at Snowden and I just think, wow, if there really was a line of defense here, let's just play the other side of this. He blew it for all of us. Now, what does the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, what do they go back and do? What now becomes of intelligence gathering? Oh, don't cry any tears or worry about it. Trust me, they'll find a way. Snooping is snooping is snooping. And they'll do it. And right now, I don't think they're going to completely stop doing what the things that they're doing already, except for that now we know about it, and that puts more pressure on them. But legally, they're going to stand behind a couple of things and say it's legal. There's going to be challenges. There's lawsuits that have already been filed. But unless the lawsuits take a turn in a different direction, I don't think anything's going to change. I think they'll still do it. Only the enemy, the terrorists, will be well aware of what's going on. So I think what's interesting is the poll that I saw, and a couple of you actually pointed this out to me. One was Chuck, who's listening to us in Florida on our new affiliate there, WFLN. And Chuck said, check out the poll about the generation gap and how you feel about the whistleblower. And it's true. More than half of Americans think the man who leaked sensitive information about the secret government surveillance program did the right thing. A new national poll says almost equal amount say the contractor should be prosecuted. So it's not a surprise. It's, you know, split down the middle. We're always split on everything, aren't we? We're a bipolar nation. The Time survey said that there was a wide generational gap. So according to the poll, 54% say Snowden did a good thing, 30% disagreed. 53% say he should be prosecuted for the leak, for whistleblowing. 28 said he shouldn't face any legal action. The survey shows younger and older Americans don't see eye to eye. 70% of those 18 to 34 say Snowden did a good thing. That number drops to 50% for people 35 to 54, and 47% for those 55 and older. 41% of the people 18 to 34 said a leaker should be prosecuted. The number rises to 56, 35 to 54, and 62 for 55 and older. How about that? And it's a little bit different from the Gallup survey that was just out the other day. So there's a little bit of generational divide on the question. The new poll also shows Americans are split over the government's use of surveillance programs to prevent terror attacks. 48% approve, 44% disapprove. The FBI director Robert Mueller said at the House Judiciary Committee hearing, just so you know it as an aside, that secret government surveillance programs disclosed by leaks of classified information have been conducted in adherence, his words not mine, with the U.S. Constitution and federal laws. But there are people complaining that it goes far beyond the scope of the Patriot Act. Hang with us. We got your numbers next on We Can Count.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Walks further down the street, ooh, and I'll open. No sound but the sound of speech.
Coming up, we're hitting those numbers on Week in Count with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Got a ton of email. If I didn't go to your email this time, don't worry. I still could respond the next time. Keep hitting me up with that, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. This story about Snowden's not going to die off. It's going to keep on giving because he's probably going to be extradited. Then we go through the whole process like Bradley Manning, only it's not military. It'll be through the system. And he could get up to 20 years. So I agree with Norm Solomon, who doesn't want to see that happen, but he's not going to get the pass that Daniel Ellsberg got for the Pentagon Papers. He's going to be spending time in prison for sure. Here's the real boo moment of the week. Check this out. You know, Dianne Feinstein on the House Intelligence Committee, and of course she's saying that Snowden is a traitor and he needs to be prosecuted and it's classified information and it's thwarting terrorism and all that kind of stuff. Boy, she is having just a good week, isn't she? Check this out. The U.S. entered into a contract with a real estate firm to sell 56 buildings that house U.S. post offices. The government has decided it no longer needs these buildings. Many of them are located on some prime land and cities across our great country. So the sale of the property is going to fetch about billions of dollars, and a 6% commission on the billions of dollars to the company handling the sale. The company belongs to a man named Richard Blum. Do you know who Richard Blum is? That's the husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein. That's who, yep. So Feinstein and her husband, Blum, will make a fortune. They already have a fortune. His firm, CRI, is the sole real estate company offering the properties for sale. So they get, I'll say it again, a 6% commission on the sale of each one of the postal properties. All of the properties that are being sold are fully paid for. They were bought with our money, U.S. taxpayer dollars. They are owned free and clear by the USPS. The only... I know. Duh. Yeah. The only cost to keep them, you know, the only actual cost to keep the doors open and the heat, the lights on, that's it. You just got to keep the heat and the lights on. They don't, so the U.S. Postal Service doesn't even have to pay property taxes on the property. So think about that. Powerful senator from San Francisco manages to get away with this sweetheart of a deal. I mean, she's set. She's already set anyway. They already have millions, but now they're going to make whatever. Think about it. It's like $10 billion, 6% of that. I don't know. You do the math. That's outrageous. It's outrageous. It is. All right. On that note, let's go to We Can Count. I don't do sound effects very well. Oh, well. It's okay. You get it. You know what the opening is, I think. All right. Speaking of money, money that will infuriate you. I'm just going to keep roasting. I'm going to keep doing it. I know that you're hot when I talk about this kind of stuff. The Obama trip to Africa, you know what that's going to cost? $60 to $100 million. He and his family are going later this month. So that's what it's going to cost us. The Washington Post released those numbers. It's his first extended trip to the sub-Sahara Africa later in the month. And he's hundreds of U.S., you know, Secret Service agents are going to be dispatched there so they can secure everything and Tanzania and Senegal and all those places, an aircraft carrier, an amphibious ship, a full-on medical trauma center will be stationed offshore, all that kind of stuff. Military cargo planes will have 56 cars, including 14 limousines, three trucks, with sheets of bulletproof glass to cover the windows of the hotels where the first family will stay. Fighter jets will fly in shifts, giving 24-hour coverage over the president's airspace so they can intervene quickly if an errant plane gets too close. So there you go, up to $100 million. That's what they think it's probably going to cost. And the reason these numbers are out there is, well, the Secret Service has to do a planning document, and that was given to the Post, and the reason is because the person who saw it was shocked about the amount of money, the amount of resources being spent for the trip that doesn't really specify some of the other costs. That's an expensive trip, isn't it? And so here's the idea. Listen, can the president go to Africa? Sure. But with everything that's happening, is it worth the price right now to go to Africa, or is it worth it? Speaking of money, since we're going down this road, this is something that you always think about, I think, when you give money to charities, and it's good to feel good about helping people. As you know, in this show, we help a little boy named Daniel in Ecuador, and of course we help other American charities, but Children International is one of them. I went to visit him. He's an awesome kid, and he's growing up and going to school in a very impoverished area, and I think he has a real shot at going to college, and I feel good about that because the way he's getting squeezed in his country, his family, is unbelievable. It really is the have and the have-nots. There is no charity in Ecuador, in Guayaquil or Quito or any of those places. So check this out. The worst charity in America, they say, operates from a metal warehouse behind a gas station in Holiday, Florida. I saw this on one of the network websites, and then I was looking into this. It's called Kids Wish Network, and they raise millions of dollars in donations. They spend less than 3 cents on the dollar helping kids. Most of the rest gets diverted to help the charity's operators and the for-profit companies. Kids Wish hires to drum up donations, basically. So in the past decades, Kids Wish has channeled $110 million donated for sick kids to its corporate solicitors. An additional $4.8 million went to pay the charity's founder and his own consulting firms. Man, that is siphoning off cash. That is just wrong. I mean, that is wrong. When I read that, I mean, it might have been Anderson Cooper. I don't know who did it. I think it was CNN, and I couldn't believe it. We've seen reports before about charities, and they always list them, and they tell you what the top people make at the charity, and, you know, you gasp when you see it. I'm not saying somebody who has to kill themselves being a fundraiser shouldn't get, you know, the right kind of pay for what they're doing, but when it's, you know, 60 times over that, it's just beyond... They're beyond redemption to me. There's no way you can justify that, especially you're getting money from people who are really being duped. That's what the deal is. And I hate to see that because there's people who probably need the money and they're not getting it. So there's all kinds of charity scams out there, unfortunately. And that's what happens. It makes people a little bit leery about donating. All right, as we continue on the path of We Can Count, it's been pretty depressing, hasn't it? How about this one? You want to get a chuckle? Rupert Murdoch is back on the market again, ladies. Anybody have their eye on Rupert Murdoch? He is the News Corp chairman and chief executive. As you know, he filed for divorce from his wife, Wendy, in a New York State Supreme Court on Thursday, saying on the grounds that the relationship has broken down irretrievably. That's what they call it. Oh, it just sounds so nasty, doesn't it? They've been together a while, too. Apparently, they had been together 14 years. And think of all his holdings and what she could possibly, I guess, get from that. You look at the family, too. They've got two girls, Grace and Chloe. And I guess the four older children by Mr. Murdoch's first two marriages have the right to appoint trustees for the trust, because now they're going through all this nonsense of the properties and what he has, which is Fox News, 20th Century Fox, Wall Street Journal. In other words, a whole lot of loot could be hers if she has a really good attorney. A really good attorney. The kids are fine. They already have money in stock and whatever that he's tied up for them. But what about his lady? How much is she going to get? How much is she going to cash in for by dumping Mr. Murdoch? Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.